It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh, walk, 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 walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. So walk, 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 walking in the light. Everybody walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh my brethren, walk, 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 walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore, even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him, angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him, angels bow before him. What a faithful God we serve. What a graceful God we serve. What a graceful God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him, angels bow before him. What a graceful God we serve. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of God. So walk, 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 walking in the light. Everybody walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh my brethren, walk, 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 walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. Almighty God, the graceful God, the faithful God, the mighty God, the sovereign God, the great I am that I am, the one that is greater in grace, the one that is full in grace. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration, we worship your majesty. For the grace granted unto us, even to be among the living today. for your grace have brought us even to your throne tonight again, Father, to receive mercy so that we can get grace for help in time of needs. Daddy, we thank you. We appreciate you. We say, be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you, O Lord, by your mercy and your grace. We and our household, we are among the living. Thank you because by your faithfulness, we have not been consumed. Father, thank you, O Lord, by your mightiness, you rescue us from danger, seen and unseen. We say, be thou exalted forever in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we have come again tonight unto this mountain to receive of you. We receive open heaven upon this gathering today, upon every soul on this mountain. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, as you drop down your blessing to empower us, to increase our knowledge of you, to have more understanding of you. Father, to have wisdom, to be able to walk the walk that you have called us upon, that you have called us into. Father, even to walk our Christian journey. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, they will not elude any one of us. In the name of Jesus, our returning from this mountain tonight shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the heaven is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea, Lord, and you have established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the east of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully, the same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, you ancient doors of nations, of countries, Father of states, Father of lands, Father of neighborhoods, of vicinity, that this message is being transmitted at this time. We decree and declare, lift up your heads, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, oh ye gates, and be lift up, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven, Sammy. The Lord strong and mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O Lord, as we will decree your presence tonight, as we will declare, O Lord, standing in the gap for the gospel ministers, all church officers, all ministers, elders in the church, everyone, Father, occupying one position or the other, from the pastor, the shepherd, the apostle, the bishop, the evangelist, the teachers, even to the ushers, Father, even to the choir. Father, we pray, O Lord, you will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, the mercy will cancel every judgment from the kingdom of darkness, every accusation from the accusers of brethren, concerning every workers in the house of assembly of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Forever your name be praised. Forever your name be exalted. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Our Bible passage for tonight is taken from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. I am reading from the Amplified Version. If you have your Bible, open with me. But if not, I read and you listen. The Lord bless you as you do so. 1 Peter 5:1-11. Therefore, I strongly urge the elders among you, pastors, spiritual leaders of the church, as a fellow elder, and as an eyewitness called to testify of the sovereigns of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd and guide and protect the flock of God among you, exercising oversight not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not motivated for shameful gain, but with wholehearted enthusiasm, not lording it over those assigned to your care. Do not be arrogant or overbearing, but be examples of Christian living to the flock. Set a pattern of integrity for your congregation. And when the chief shepherd, Christ, appears, you will receive the conqueror's unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you younger men of lesser rank and experience, be subject to your elders, seek their counsel, and all of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. Tie on the servant's apron. For God is opposed to the proud, the disdainful, the presumptuous, and he defeats them. But he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God. Set aside self-righteous pride, so that he may exalt you to a place of honor in his service at the appropriate time. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and courteous at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely angry, seeking someone to devour. But resist him. Be firm in your faith against his attack. Be rooted, established, immovable, knowing that the same experiences of your suffering are being experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. You do not suffer alone. Verse 10 of 1 Peter chapter 5. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. To him be dominion, power, authority, sovereignty, forever and ever. Verse 10 again. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessings and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory in Christ, will himself complete you, confirm, strengthen, and establish you, making you what you ought to be. To him be dominion, power, authority, sovereignty, forever and ever. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, tonight, the topic we are going to look into and pray upon is called to serve by God's grace. Called to serve by God's grace. Amen. Mighty God, we bless you for your mightiness in our lives. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has ever defied or challenged him and remained unharmed. According to the book of Job chapter 9 verse 4, our Father, we know that no one can challenge you and your mightiness in our lives, that we remain or will not be harmed in the mighty name of Jesus. Pharaoh did it in the life of the Israelites. He met with the doom of his life. So we know that anything and anyone who tried to defy or challenge you in our lives will never remain unharmed, will never go unpunished in the mighty name of Jesus. Faithful God, we worship you, for you are faithful to those who love you and keep your covenant, and you have not and will never deny your faithfulness upon us, according to Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, that says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy with those that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Thank you, faithful God, for you did not and have not denied your faithfulness upon us. For we love you, and we are the one called by your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. According to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13, that says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. Gracious and grateful God, we bless you for the working power of your grace in our lives. We appreciate your gracefulness in our lives every moment and every day. Be thou exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. John chapter 1 verse 16 says, God is full of grace. From him we have all received grace in place of the grace already given. Grace upon grace is our portion given unto us by our God that is full of grace. Our God that is great in grace. We thank him for grace upon grace. That is our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. My brethren, according to the Bible passage for tonight, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to 11, verse 10 says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of grace, who has called you to his everlasting presence, through Jesus the Anointed, will restore you, support you, strengthen you, and grant you. But to receive this grace, there is a condition you and I must fulfill, according to verse 5 of the same 1 Peter 5, which says, you who are younger in the faith, do as your elders and leaders ask. All of you should treat each other with humility. For as it is says in Proverbs, God opposes the proud, but offers grace to the humble. Pride deprives anyone from receiving grace from God, of all grace. God is in opposition to a prideful man, to the haughty one, both physically and spiritually. We all struggle with pride in life, knowingly or unknowingly. Many of us have lost potentials that await us because of our pride. We do not let go of it. Therefore, we cannot go forward in God's plan for our lives. If we do let go of it, then we will move forward in God's plan for our lives. Many of us are wise in our own eyes. We have strategies. We have plans. outside God's plans and purpose for our lives. We struggle with pride and greed. I pray that you and I will let go of pride of life in the name of Jesus. I pray that we will do away with greed in any form tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray that all of us will start treating each other with humility in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that God will not oppose you, God will not oppose me because of pride of life, by His mercy in the name of Jesus. His mercy will override, will overrule punishment for our prides in the past in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved in the Lord, especially ministers of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whatever and whichever office God has called you, your office has not put you above anyone to suppress or to oppress them. According to Apostle Peter's admonition in verse 2 to 4 of the same 1 Peter 5, that says, shepherd God's flocks that is among you, serving as overseers, not grudgingly but willingly, as God's desires, not because you are greedy for money, but because you are eager to do it. Do not lord it over those entrusted to your care, but be examples for the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory. Ministers of the gospel, in your different capacity, offices, you elders and workers in the assemblies of God's people, we should be humble in our relationship with each other, with one another, and especially with those we lead, the flocks of God in our care. Let us not lead as dictators and as an oppressors, but rather let us deal with them with humbleness of spirit. Let our humility before men and God actually be the greatest strength to work with us in our office, elected and called to occupy. I pray that our gospel ministers, all officers in the church, elders, will shepherd God's flocks willingly and not forcefully, nor grudgingly anymore in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 14, do all things without grumbling or disputing. Many ministers of the gospel nowadays serve the Lord grumbling, as serving in the same assembly with disputing against each other, ministers against ministers, servants against servants. Apostle Paul says here, Philippians chapter 2 verse 14, do not do anything with grumbling. Do all things willingly and not forcefully. Don't do things with dispute. Do things in one accord, in unity of purpose. That is the reason why different offices are listed according to Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians. All these are to work together for the edification of the body of Christ, so that we will all be able to work towards seeking that everyone walk rightly, even in the call that we have called in this Christian journey. I pray that all pastors, prophets, apostles, evangelists, and teachers in the house of God, elders, deacons, church officers, we serve according to God's desires of them in the mighty name of Jesus. We will all serve according to the will of God, not according to our own selfish interests, not according to our own interest, you usurp power over others. Not according to our own plans to be in authority, so that we will be able to pray and even to be able even to pray over the humble ones, those that are seeking God genuinely, because of their willingness to respect people in authority. The Bible says, according to the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 15, that you may be blameless and innocent, pure and children of God without blemish in the midst of crooked generation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. I pray that God will help all gospel ministers, church officers, to walk blamelessly and innocently among their flocks in the mighty name of Jesus. We will be the light that God has called us to be. We will shine the light for others to see. We will live a godly, exemplary life before men. I pray that God will help all apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers of the gospel to shine as lights in our world, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Fellow gospel ministers, officers in the body of Christ, workers in the assembly of God, hear what Apostle Peter said in verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 5. He said, "Don't lead them as if you were a dictator, but lead your flock by example." Lead by example. Jesus Christ demonstrated this even while he washed the feet of his disciples. We are to lead by example. Many shepherds of the flocks of God are dictators, and they are very autocratical in their leadership. Even in their shepherdhood. This is the reason why Apostle Peter advised that it should not be so. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 14 says, "Let all that you do be done in love." My brethren, fellow minister of the gospel, lording is not loving. Ministers, remember, gospel is centered on the art of love. Hosea chapter 2 verse 14 says, "Therefore, behold, I, the Lord, will allot her and lead her to the wilderness and speak to her tenderly." This verse talks about how God spoke even with the backslider Israel, that he will not be wroth with him openly. He will not correct him harshly, but he will take him to a lonely place, and he will discuss with him tenderly. He will present his mistake with him tenderly in love. He will correct in love to bring him back to himself. I pray that our shepherd and gospel ministers will learn to speak tenderly with the flocks of God in their care in the name of Jesus. I pray that they will let their speeches always be gracious, seasoned with salt, in Jesus' name. I pray that all ministers, all church workers, all elders, deacons and deaconesses in the assembly of God will speak and let their word be an encouraging word, comforting word, to the people they lead. I pray that even the ushers, the way that we talk to the members that are coming in to the service, they will correct them in love. They will speak to them tenderly. They will not be rude to them. They will not treat them rudely or speak to them rudely. They will be humble, even
carrying out their assignments. In the mighty name of Jesus. Many have sent people away from church because of the way even the ushers speak to them. Many have stopped going to the church they love because an usher at the entrance of the church treated them awfully, looked down on them, talked down on them, not knowing who they are. May the Lord help us that we will treat each other humbly. We will respect each other, even in the house of God, as we serve God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that all gospel ministers, servants in the house of God, workers in the assembly of God, will be a good example to the people they lead in their words, walk and walk. This is the way we can bring glory to God. Many ministers have brought shame to the name of God by their words. So filthy, so evil, uncontrolling, lack grace, not seasoned with salt. Many ushers, many church workers, elders, deacons and deaconesses, they will talk harshly, rudely. May the Lord forgive us in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, while talking to disciples, Sermon on the Mountain, he said, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. That means when we live by example, when our light shine before men, they will see our good works. They will notice our moral excellence. And as a result, they will recognize and honor and also glorify our Father who is in heaven. I pray, Lord, help all our gospel ministers, workers in the assembly of God, Father, to let our light shine before men so that they will see the good deeds. In the name of Jesus, to the glory of your name, Father, please, Lord, help all gospel ministers, elders, deacons and deaconesses, church workers, to let their light shine before men for their moral excellence to be seen so that they will bring glory to God our Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Verses 5 to 6 of the same 1 Peter chapter 5 says, you younger men, follow the leadership of those who are older, and all of you serve each other with humble spirit. For God gives special blessings to those who are humble, but set himself against those who are proud. If you will humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, in his good time, he will lift you up. Don't run ahead of God. Humble yourself. Don't place yourself so high. Work with humility in that office that you have called to occupy. Younger ministers, respect the older ones. Workers in the church, respect the ministers of the gospel. The Bible says we should serve each other with humble spirit. Ushers, serve members of the church with humble spirit. Mind your language. Mind the way you treat them. When you want to correct, correct in love and with humble spirit. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, teachers of the word, let us serve each other with humble spirit. Let us walk together with humble spirit. Let us do away with self-pride, self-righteous pride. Let us do away with pride of life. I became a minister before you. I've been in the ministry for so years. It's just by grace. It's not of your choice. Serve each other with humble spirit. Younger ministers, follow the leadership of those older ministers. If you want to correct them in love. Nobody knows it all. Iron sharpened iron. But let us correct in love. Let us admonish. Let us advise. For by doing so, God will give special blessings to you. God will give us special blessings. He will give you and me more opportunities to serve. Many more grace will be given to you. If you are faithful and humble in the little, He will give you more. Grace will be available for you for greater position. Remember, God opposes the proud. He will disdain and defeat the proud at all times. It cannot be old pride. It cannot stand self-righteous pride in any man. I pray that you and I will walk humbly in the office wherein we are called to serve in the name of Jesus. I pray that younger ministers, younger flocks will humble themselves before the shepherds and elders as they serve them in Jesus' name. The youth, the young ones, children, respect the elders. Take correction humbly. Don't look down on them. Don't talk ash against the elders and the church. I pray that by the help of the Holy Spirit, all gospel ministers will humble themselves under the mighty hand of God who called them to serve in the name of Jesus. Servants of God, you will know no more than God that called you to that office. You will receive of Him everything that you do among His flocks. You will not lord anything over them. You will not deal with them compulsorily. You will not put them under pressure. You will not ask them to pledge when they are not ready. Many ministers have pushed people to pledge, and when they cannot fulfill the pledge and they are facing the wrath of fulfilling their pledge, the minister of God will not be there. Let us know how we encourage, not forcing, not lording anything over the flocks of God. I pray that each servant of God will set aside self-righteous pride at all cost. Whatever thing that will cause you to humble yourself before God, to serve God humbly among the flocks, God will grant unto you and unto me in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I pray that as we do so, as we humble ourselves at all costs, as we put away self-righteous pride at all costs, God that called us will exalt us to a place of honor in His service in the name of Jesus. Gospel ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers of the word, ushers, choir leaders, singers in the church, instrumentalists, let us walk this walk in the assembly of God with total humility. Let us serve together with humbleness of heart so that God will exalt you. If you are humble and if you serve genuinely, willingly, the Lord will grant you more grace. He will give you blessings and honor. You will not serve before mere men. The Bible says, Joshua chapter 1 verse 5, No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. That is the promise of God to Joshua after Moses. The same God is your God, is my God. He called Joshua to take over the office of Moses, leading the people to the promised land. He's a faithful God. He declared it unto him in the presence of the Israelites. No man shall be able to stand before you all, before you, all the days of your life. That as he was with Moses, so he will be with him. He will not leave him nor forsake him. I pray for all gospel ministers, all those that are called by the Almighty God, all the elected servants of God by the Most High God, doing the work of God willingly and genuinely. He will honor them before all men in the name of Jesus. The Lord will honor his name in your life, in my life. Before all men in the name of Jesus, no one will be able to stand in opposition to you and to me. And anyone that tried it will not go unharmed. For the Lord will defend his name in your calling and in my calling. The Lord that called you and that called me to the office will defend you, will defend me. In the name of Jesus, I pray that God that called us to various offices will be with us in the name of Jesus. He will not forsake us in the name of Jesus. Every called elected servant of the Lord, according to his desire, in your various offices, in your various service unto the Lord will be with you. He will not forsake you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Brethren, in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 14 verse 31, the Bible says, when the people of Israel saw the mighty power that the Lord had unleashed against the Egyptians, they were filled with awe before him. They put their faith in the Lord and in his servant Moses. I decree and declare that the Lord Almighty will unleash even his power against the enemy of your calling, the enemy of your election, every elected servant of God, every court minister of the Most High God. The Lord himself will show himself mighty on your behalf. He will unleash against those Egyptians, those one opposing you. The Lord will stand against them in the name of Jesus. He will cause your terror to fall upon them. He will arise and fight your battle in a way that will cause your enemy to shrink before you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the Israelites put their faith in the Lord of Moses, the one that called Moses Yahweh, the I am that I am. And not only in God alone, even in his servant Moses, the Lord will demonstrate his power in your ministry, in your calling, that office that he has called you into to serve him. And he will make people to have faith in your God and in you, the servant of the Most High God. Moses demonstrated humbleness and treated the Israelites with respect. He never lorded over the people of God. He followed God's instruction in dealing with them at all times. Therefore, God did wonders through him and honored him before all the Israelites. Even when the Israelites sinned against God and God was about to wipe them out, God called Moses aside and said, let me destroy these people and I will raise another generation from you. But Moses said, no, God. He pleaded for them. How many ministers will do that? But instead, we prefer him to be blessed above his congregation. I pray that all ministers of the gospel will follow God's direction as they lead the flocks of God in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not do it according to their own will, but we get the direction from the Lord. I pray that they will relate and deal with the flocks of God with humility and respect. And God will display his power through them in their ministry concerning their callings in the name of Jesus. I pray that God's flocks will have more faith in God through the servants of God, through their leadership, through the leadership of apostles, of pastors, of prophets, of evangelists, of church leaders, workers, in the name of Jesus. I pray that all the flocks they are leading, we have faith, even in their calls, even in their service unto the Lord. They will know that God is with them, and they will respect, they will have faith in them as the true servant of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. My fellow servant of God, Apostle Paul said in verse 7, casting all your cares, all your anxiety, all your worries and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. It is important for you and for me to cast our anxiety, worries, cares and concerns unto God that called us. Do not worry. He calls you. He has the bills of taking care of you. He has the capability and every capacity and audacity to take care of you. He calls you. He will never let you down. He cannot allow you to be put to shame. All you need to do is to obey and humbly serve him in the office he has called you unto. Remember, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Any man of God that failed to trust and obey the instruction of God, but listen to other people, following the ways of the wicked, seeking help where there is no help, running to the occult, running to devil, started eating with the devil because he want to ride a big car, he want to build a mansion, he want thousands of members in the church. Definitely, God cannot be there for such. And let me tell you, if you run to Egypt for help, you will come down with disappointment. The Bible says, woe unto him that seek help, that trust in man. And it says, woe unto him that go to Egypt for help. That means going to the occult, the Ogboni fraternity, even to Mami Water to go and get power, to go and start eating with the devil. God cannot stand by such. I pray that God will grant all gospel ministers to do away with cares of this world, of what to put on, of what to wear, what to write, and to rely on the provision of God in the name of Jesus. I pray that all ministers will receive divine help for all their cares, anxieties, worries, and concerns tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray for all servants of the Most High God, those that are called to God, those that are called by him, that he will arise for all their needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will perfect all that concerns all of us, gospel ministers, in the name of Jesus. All church workers, elders, deacons and deaconesses, in various offices that you are serving the Lord, that Lord will perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Verses 8 to 9 say, be sober, wear balance and self-discipline. Be alert and courteous at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But hear this, resist him, be firm in your faith. You cannot be shaken in your faith at this time. You have to be firm in your faith. And you must stand to resist him when he comes with temptation. You must be able to say to him, get thee behind me, Satan. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ did. The Bible says, stand against him. Stand against his attack. Be rooted in the word of God. Be established, immovable, knowing that the same experiences of suffering have been experienced by your brothers and sisters throughout the world. Don't see yourself alone suffering from the Lord. Resist him. I decree and declare, when the temptation comes, when the enemy comes with trials and temptation, all ministers of the gospel, all those that are called into offices by the Almighty God, you will be strengthened. You will stand firm. You will resist the enemy in the name of Jesus. The power, the grace to resist the enemy, God will give unto you in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you'll be rooted, established, immovable in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare any persecution you are facing, any accusation from the enemy will not move you, for you will stand against it. You will use the word of God against the temptation of the enemy. You will be alert in the spirit. You will be cautious in all your deeds at all times. In the mighty name of Jesus, enemy will not lure you into sin. Enemy will not get grind in your life and in my life. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 10 says, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who imparts his blessing and favor, who called you to his own eternal glory, will himself complete you, confirm you, strengthen and establish you, making you what you ought to be. So I decree upon all servants of the Lord, all those that are called by the mighty God in your different offices, in that capacity that he has called you to serve him, that God himself will impart your life with his blessing and favor in the name of Jesus. All that suffering will be done away in your life. Every suffering in your life tonight will come to an end in the name of Jesus. And God of all grace, who has called you by his grace to serve him, we bless you, we favor you in the name of Jesus. And he himself, we complete you, we support you, we confirm you, we strengthen you, we establish you in the name of Jesus. He will make you to be what he has proposed you to be. He will make you to be what he desires you to be. Even in that office that he has called you, he will strengthen you. You will not go weak. You will not go weary. In the name of Jesus, even at this dangerous time, the Lord will stand by you. The Lord will stand with you. He will not let go of you. In the name of Jesus, he will make you to be even that which will be, even a signpost, even to the kingdom of our Father. Your light will shine. No power of darkness will be able even to quench your light. In the name of Jesus, no scheme of man, no power of hell will be able to overcome you. You will flourish in that office that God has called you into. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I decree upon every soul, upon all servants, all workers in the assembly of God, whether you are a Sunday school teacher, whether you are a gatekeeper, whether you are the doorkeeper, whether you are the cleaner, whether you are the usher, whether you are the choir leader, whether you are choir member, whatever area, children department, children coordinator, the Lord Almighty will give you blessings and favor. You will never be put to shame. He will stand by you. He will honor you as you serve him humbly, as you serve him with respect, as you honor the people of God and all ministers of the gospel in our different denomination. The Lord will cause us even to respect each other, to love each other, and to work together with respect and humbleness of heart. In the name of Jesus, Our light will shine for all men to see. They will see us and they will see Christ in the name of Jesus. We will not be the one that will push people away from receiving Christ by our attitude, by our action, by our self-pride righteousness, by our self-pride, by our not talking with respect. The Lord will help us to let our word be seasoned with grace, even to the hearers in the name of Jesus. We will treat each other as we want them to treat us at all times in the name of Jesus. And by doing so, people will see our deeds, they will see our examples, and they will give glory to our Father who art in heaven. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. I welcome you again into this month of October. And the Lord has declared our month of grace and glory. So the Lord will grace you daily in the name of Jesus. I decree greater grace is your portion in the name of Jesus. I decree God Almighty will overshadow you with his glory, even this month of October and henceforth, in the name of Jesus. His grace and goodness and his glory will continue to look good upon you and your household in the name of Jesus. Same time next week, I remain your sister Becky Adedokun. Stay blessed. Bye.